This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I'm going to bed with an actress known for her amazing comedy chops. I'm already laughing. And her whore's bath from Happy Endings. It's actress and bitch sesh podcaster, Casey Wilson. Hi.
Hi, Garcelle.
And the other person I'm going to bed with is the woman that I trust with all my secrets, my sidekick, my right-hand woman, Taz Beckford. Hey, Taz.
Hi.
Ladies, welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle. Casey, what is your drink of choice tonight?
So this is interesting, I think. It's called Can. It is not alcoholic. It is a cannabis-infused special tonic, Garcelle.
Ooh.
That a friend turned me on to because I love to drink, don't get me wrong, but I have two little kids. I'm up so early. It just doesn't, I'm 40. It doesn't give me a hangover. It just gives you a little something to ride out bath time with your kids and not commit suicide.
Listen, bath time is rough, honey. I remember those days and yes.
It's rough.
Taz,
it's just
what
a
is your drink
bit.
Of choice? Just a little bit, yeah.
Yep.
My drink of choice tonight sounds like a disease, but it's not. It's a VG, vodka ginger ale. And so cheers.
Cheers.
Ladies, I'm having vodka and cranberry, so welcome again. I'm going to get right into it. Casey, you are a huge fan of the Housewives franchise.
I am, and you have been kind enough to come on my podcast, Bitch Sesh, which we've had for like 5 years, and it's just full of nonsense.
It's so
discussing
fun.
Discussing, obviously, the most important, poignant show on television, which I love so much. And yeah, I just am a huge fan and have been since day truly, I saw the first episode of Orange County 15 years ago, so I count myself among the lucky few to have been there from the beginning.
It's all the franchise. It's not one particular city.
Every single one.
Girl,
now,
you
look,
time on
I have
hands.
Found
Didn't
a way to get...
Kids?
Yes, but I have found a way to get paid to watch them, which I think is very savvy business.
Very savvy business.
Yeah.
And the other surprising fandom, if that's a word, you are a big fan of Taz Beckford. And I want to know why and what's going on.
I mean, I told her before, you know, I told her I just like your energy. And I know that sounds, but I'm into energies and vibes. And I just was like, I like her. I like it. I feel it. I feel your light coming off the screen. So
thank you. I
congrats.
Appreciate it.
I love that. She does have a good vibe. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a couple of housewives questions.
Okay.
Which housewives is more likely to get a facelift during a hiatus?
Oh, boy. I might say just first off the whole cast of OC, but also in particular, you know, God, you know, she's a tough cookie, tough to love. Vicki Gunvalson, the OG of, you know, housewife. She's always mid-settling a facelift. She's always headed to one. She's coming back from one. She's mid one. I feel like she has a little trouble with the timing issues of when she's coming back on camera.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let's make a phone call to Bravo and just see when we're airing.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to move on to, there's a thing called digital mistress. Digital mistress is a woman who gets paid to call a man over the phone and to humiliate him.
Wow.
Where
can
I
you
sign
imagine
up?
That people are getting paid to do this? I mean, Casey, it is crazy, right?
It's crazy. And yet I guess it's in the how do I put this? Like, in the realm of, it seems kind of gratifying as well, though, for the woman. Like, men are so fucking, like, entitled. Part of me is like, I would enjoy that job, I feel like.
I would enjoy that job, too, especially if they wanted it. You know, most times you're saying things to people they don't want to hear.
Right.
But I felt like, is there a line you could say? I'm going to start first because I've already thought about it.
Okay.
So my line would be, you're such a mama's boy. Go play with your mama's titties.
Oh, God. Okay.
Everyone that likes a good
story. It's nice to know you always have a career to fall back on.
Thank God.
Right, right.
Wow.
Chaz, do you have one? You have a digital line, mistress line.
If my little mistress line would be, digital mistress line would be like, do you want me to show you what you need to do with that little cock of yours?
Oh.
Right? Little? Oh, no man wants to hear their cock is little.
No, nobody.
That's where I was in that same area, Taz. I am in that same area of like, can you please part those pubes because I can't find that little peekaboo dick. Something in there?
Oh, peekaboo okay, dick.
I liked yours better, Taz.
We all have a backup plan, I see.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Casey, before you were married, I read some, I think in your book, you said that you were very open to sexual activities in early on in the dating process. Do tell, do share.
I was. I mean, I just don't have hangups with like, and I think others should. And I got out, managed to get, I guess, my life together okay, but I just don't have that hang up of like, I can't have sex on the first
really?
Night. I'm like, why can't I?
But were you ever told not to?
No, maybe I just wasn't guided properly. But
no, that, I'm probably, sure that's not true.
But I'm going to say something. Yeah. I have, you know, I don't get deserted after that. They stick around. So maybe.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree.
You know, it's so funny.
I never felt like pressured. Yes.
Really have been because you did it right away.
Did it right away. Got out. Yeah.
Wow. I had one guy laugh at me because I was like, we were hot and heavy on the couch. And I was like, no, it's too soon. It's too soon. And then I was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I went into my bedroom and I stripped down naked. And I was like, hey, can you come in my room? And he came in and he was like, wasn't it too soon, like 5 minutes ago?
And then suddenly it's not too soon.
Exactly, exactly. Let's talk about weird signs. Have you guys heard weird sounds? I had a guy once when he orgasmed, it almost sounded like a sneeze. And I could not get past that.
You had to move on.
Yeah, that's pretty
Casey, anything crazy. With you?
So I do actually have an essay about this in my book, which it's hard to convey a sound in a book, you know, in the written word. But it was easier for the audio book. But I did, again, was prepared to sleep with a guy in Cabo on spring break. And he, okay, so he, we're in my, I haven't even taken clothes off. He's already on the bed and has like taken just his like shorts off. So it was so weird. And I'm suddenly like, I don't think I can do this. He's pulled down his pants. Now he's not even like masturbating. He's just like getting himself together. I'm still standing in the room and he's like thrusting his hips up and down. And I'm like, this is quite like avant-garde. Right. And then when he had an orgasm, he made a sound. It is like the sound of like your children's laughter. Like there's sounds you'll never forget. And his was, yeah.
And wait, you gotta have to, you do that. You have to do that one more time.
Okay. It was a,
that sounds like it. Someone's killing a cat.
Yes.
Well, tell me a little bit about your upbringing. Like, where'd you grow up? Were your other friends promiscuous? Like, when did you know about sex? When were you comfortable with it?
So I grew up in Virginia, right outside DC, and I'm a year young for my grade, which I always thought was like, oh, I'm mature. And then this, when my own kids were going to school, I said, well, you know, I was born in October, so I was a full year younger than all the girls, and I did fine in kindergarten. And this teacher told me, she said, well, it really shows up more in like the 14, 15, 16 ages with sex because you think you're the ages of your peers, but you're not emotionally. So that was devastating to hear and answered a lot of questions. But I think My mom was like a huge feminist. I don't remember getting like a big sex talk. I feel like I didn't get any of that. My parents were kind of like, you're going to figure it out. I don't know. So I had sex with a
guy. I didn't get that either.
You didn't?
No, not at all. My mother would not even talk about it.
Yeah.
At all. At all. Taz, what about you? I know you're around brothers. You have a lot of brothers.
I have a lot of brothers, but I didn't get the sex talk. My sex talk was just don't come home pregnant or kicking your ass out.
Basic ground rules.
So and you I know made what? Sure that works too.
Come home pregnant. Yeah.
But that's a great boundary.
Yeah. Right. Casey, would you ever tell your kids about your sexual experiences when they're old enough to hear them? Like, will you share? Because some people feel like, you know, parents look too perfect in their kids' eyes. And sometimes you have to let them know. And I believe that some of your mistakes or some of the things that you did so that it humanizes you and also makes them feel like they can talk to you. When your kids are old enough, would you ever tell them about your past experiences?
I mean, I'm not worried that my kids will ever need me to be humanized or they'll need to see me as less than perfect. But I don't know. I mean, I do have a chapter about sex in my book, which I'm just like going to redact for all my family members. I just took a black marker and then gave my dad that book because I don't even want a chance of him. I don't know. Maybe just because of my parents, I'm just like, oh, does anyone want to hear that? And I know I'm doing this podcast, but I don't know if I could.
Yeah.
But I do share very open with them about like tragedy or my mom passing. Like I'm so fine to be open about grief and emotions and stuff. But I don't know if they need to hear that story about that.
I love that more than anything. Casey, did I read in your book something about a big bush?
Yes, probably. Yes. I don't feel, and this is, look, people aren't going to love it. I don't feel a huge need to. Now, everything's tidy. I'm not talking crazy, you know, but I'm not a huge, huge waxing person.
You're not.
No.
I've never had
one. I find
one.
It so painful, and then it makes me angry.
Really?
A little. Like, I'm like, why aren't you doing this? I don't know. But I'm keeping things tidy. I want everyone to not make that mistake. It's not, it's not a wild situation.
Okay. But and I know some people never don't love been it. Waxed? Ever?
No, never. And I was actually just talking to my guy. Like, you know, I keep it tidy, you know? And he doesn't, he actually likes it, you know? So I said to him, now that this summer will be vaxxed, do you think I should be vaxxed and waxed? And he's like, it's up to you. I like it anyway. So,
I think guys are way less like caring about that than we think. That's my personal opinion.
I agree with you.
I think sometimes that's our
hang-ups. Yeah, I think so too. Like when we're worried about our body or this or that. And I think it's our insecurities, not necessarily theirs, right? Okay, so you are married to David. How did you lock him down? How was it like dating him right away? Like what was any experiences you want to share?
I mean, I think this makes me sound a little desperate, but I just really liked him and I knew in my heart this was the person for me and I almost had never felt that. So I felt so strongly.
When did you feel that? Like first date, first time spending time together?
Well, there's no easy way to say this. He was my boss and on a TV show, he was a show creator of the show. And so when we were on a hiatus, we didn't know if we were going to come back. We went on a date. But I was like driving the whole train. And he was like, oh, I don't know if I should date the actresses. You know, he felt very uncomfortable for 6 months. So and I was just so upset. So I decided I wasn't going to speak to him for 3 months. And then I ran. This is before we hadn't even really been on a date. But I was like, I'm going to show him. Then I ran into him at a bar and he was like, hey, and he didn't even know we hadn't been talking. So that was hard.
Oh, no.
Wow. And every day had been like agony for me. I was like so proud of myself.
No.
But then we finally went on a date and we told the whole cast as though this was like such devastating news for them. They're like, we don't work at the UN. Like, who cares? We're all married.
Right.
We're in entertainment. It's fine.
What was it about him that you knew he was the one? Because I love stories like this.
You know, I will say he had written me a really funny part. And, you know, sometimes there's just not great parts for women. And and I felt like he wrote me a great part and kind of saw some talents in me that I would be auditioning. I just felt like other people weren't seeing. So maybe it's my vanity. But and he's such a nice person. Everyone's like, wow, he's so kind. But he's also attractive.
Oh, well, that doesn't hurt. So did you tell everybody right away? Because sometimes you're afraid to say he's the one, or were you not afraid?
I did. I mean, I had my girlfriends in full prayer, in prayer circles with me. I
no,
literally,
you did not.
Yes.
Really? Please yeah. let David love me. Please let David love
Honestly.
Me. What was the prayer, Casey?
I just said, like, we need to turn to a higher power on this one because it was not happening. And I had gone to see a tarot card reader and she's like, this is the one, but it's going to be on his terms.
Ah.
And I just don't like that position, being in that. So I had my girlfriends over one night. I said, let's all hold hands and bow our head in prayer.
That okay. is
this weekend,
fantastic.
Garcelle,
what?
Will we be having a prayer circle
this
weekend?
Oh, we are having a prayer circle. You better believe that. God's going to be like,
hurt.
You again?
It doesn't hurt to invoke a higher power.
Exactly. And so, okay. So you obviously think he's the one and you hadn't had sex. What if sex hadn't been good?
I mean, that I don't know what would have happened then. But I will say, the first date we went on, I think you can imagine we did.
Oh, of course.
I told you guys.
Who am I talking to?
Yeah, I told you guys that part. So it really was magical. I mean, I normally was dating, I don't know if you guys have had this, but guys that were more friends, I think.
Yeah.
You know, where I was like, they're so nice and I love being with them, but we're mm-hmm. really more friends. So I'd mm-hmm. never kind of taken the leap to someone that I was like a little more intimidated. Sounds bad. Like I was scared of him. It wasn't that. I was just like, oh, yeah. This guy would really be a challenge and an equal. And so.
And how long has it been now?
It has been 8 years. 8 years.
Cheers to that, girl.
Thank
That's
you.
Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Awesome. Cheers. Awesome. All right, we're going to get into a little bit of a nightcap. I want to know if you think this is happy or crappy during sex.
Okay.
Excessive ear licking.
Oh. Crappy for me.
That's crappy.
That's crappy. Yeah. Bringing out a big cucumber. If you're getting hot and heavy and he's like, I'll be right back. And he shows up with a big cucumber. What you doing?
I think maybe crappy, weird.
Crappy. You think maybe?
Yeah. Crappy. Okay.
Okay, crappy.
I'm trying to be polite.
Right. A surprise anal request.
Taz?
Depends on who it is. It's a person you're into.
Stop
it's
it right now. Stop it
happy.
Right now. Really?
Yeah, I mean, if that's your
oh
thing.
My God.
There's just some things like that I'm saving for the one, meaning marriage, you know, because I feel like
yeah.
I have a little experience in that realm of sexual activities, but there are just certain things that I want to save for the
You want a ring first, girl. You want to put a ring
right.
on it.
And
so that's not part of your coasting routine.
No, that is not.
Yeah, exactly.
The request had to come up, and I'm glad.
You haven't had to heed the call.
Right. So choking, happy or crappy? I say happy. I like happy. To be choked every now and then. Not choked out where you're going to pass out.
No,
nobody wants that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to be specific and clear. Like, I like to be choked, but yes. not choked out.
To a point. Yeah.
To a point.
Yeah, there's okay. a line.
Last one, role playing, happy or crappy?
I don't know. I'm an actress. I'm like, I have to work at home. No, thank you.
I never thought of it that way, Casey.
It's
They're
like
hilarious.
Halloween costumes when people are so into them. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a day at work.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm going to get to my favorite part of the podcast is where you get to highlight someone who's made you laugh, who's inspired you, and we call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So, Taz, I'll start with you. Who do you want to go to bed with tonight?
I'm going to bed with Little Rel. I was just so impressed with his Oscar, you know, hosting or the little things that he was doing, and he made me laugh. Mm-hmm. And it was good to see someone maybe that's not new to the industry, but kind of new to me. and he's black, and I'm everything black. Black Lives Matter. So I'm going to say a little brown.
Okay. Okay. I love it. Casey, who do you want to go to bed with?
I am going to say Andy Cohen right now, because he's been such a huge supporter of my book, and he did a blurb for me, and he's like talking about it and helping me out with publicity, and it just really touched me. And, you know, he didn't have to do that. And I didn't ask him to, and he really seemed to genuinely like the book. And so I appreciate him right now.
I love that. I love that. You know, obviously he's my boss and I love him too. He's coming on the podcast soon. But I think anytime somebody who's on that level stills remember to help out people, not that you're on your way up, you're an actress,
no,
you're
but
successful.
I am, and he has such a following. And
yeah. That's really, really, that's great. I'm going to piggyback on you a little bit, Taz, in terms of talking about the Oscars. I'm going to bed with Glenn Close. Who knew Glenn Close was so down?
Right?
I mean, thespian, icon. She scared the shit out of me in Fatal Attraction.
Me too.
She's doing the butt.
Right. And knew it word for word.
And knew the words and knew everything. And you know what, Glenn Close, hats off to you. I'd love to go to bed with you. And
hats
I
off.
Think anytime you can just be real and fun. Mm-hmm. And she actually saved the Oscars. That was a highlight for me that night, besides the amazing, you know, the people who won.
Yeah. And not take yourself so seriously. Like, it felt such a serious night. I don't know.
It really did. Yeah.
Took itself like so seriously.
Yeah. I agree
Although,
with you.
I love Regina King's fresh bob.
Oh, I love that. And
super
her walk,
stylish.
That entrance, the walk, the long walk was
I
everything.
Thought, oh, they taped this before, because there's no way.
Yeah. It was
I mean,
great.
I thought she was the host. I thought
I
she
know,
did
I
a great
so
job.
Too. Exactly.
Yeah.
She did great.
They're like,
yeah,
there's no host.
It.
I'm like, but yeah, you're really leaning on her.
Yeah, totally. And she killed it. So that was really great. Casey, what do you want people to know? Let's shout out your book, your podcast, obviously. Anything else where they can find you?
So I have a book called The Wreckage of My Presence. It's comedic essays, but it's also about grief and losing parents and motherhood. And it's out on, it just came out May 4th. And I'm on a show called Black Monday with Don Cheadle and Regina Hall that I love on Showtime. And
the trailers look great.
So good.
So good.
It's a really, really, really funny show. I mean, Regina is she needs an Emmy for this show, and I'm upset. So it's wonderful. And
I love that.
So
I love that.
On to season three.
And socials?
Oh, at Casey Rose Wilson.
Fabulous.
And my podcast about the housewives, of course. Bitch Sesh.
That's right. And thank you for having me on that. That was really fun.
Oh, people love you. Well, they love you, but they really loved you on it. Because we've only had three housewives ever.
Really?
Yeah.
We you need to
really
get more. Taz, where do you want people to follow you, and what do you want them to know?
Look out for me May 19th on Housewives, you know, with the lovely Garcelle.
Hilarious.
Or you can just find me on Instagram at Taz Beck. You know, I'm posting pictures about my life, which is so exciting.
It is exciting. Be quiet.
Garcelle, may I ask you one question?
Absolutely.
I'm so excited for the next season. Is it wild? You happy with it?
Really, really happy. I haven't seen anything, but from what I'm hearing, the producers are really happy. Bravo's really happy. And you get to see all sides of everyone. I mean, not only do you get to see how we are in COVID quarantine, you know, doing all that, but I think everybody sort of brought a fresh take, honestly.
Okay.
I love
that. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think you'll really be happy and there'll be lots of drama. Casey, thank you so much. Taz, thank you so much. And see you guys soon. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music, The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.